Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And they said that it was a marvel. It was a technological marvel. And they are amazed that people back 4,000 years ago could do something like that. You know how they did it? Because God gave the spirit of wisdom and understanding in how to work with brass and iron and gold to people. He gave people the ability to work with their hands and do other things. Man, the Spirit of God came on people and they were just completely changed, transformed. In the New Testament, you can see the disciples of Jesus that before Jesus was crucified, these guys did not have the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, Jesus told them in the 14th chapter of the book of John, somewhere around, I'm not sure, verse 13, 14, 15, he says, "The Holy Spirit has been with you, and he shall be in you." The Holy Spirit is involved with everybody. He's constantly here, but there's a huge difference in having the Holy Spirit with you and having him in you. There's a difference in having the Holy Spirit in this room and having him sitting upon and empowering people. And prior to the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples didn't have the Holy Spirit, and so you see them running in terror and Peter denying that Jesus was even, that he even knew him. And you see timid, shy people that were unable to do anything. Constantly doing things wrong. Constantly. I mean, sometimes the only time Peter opened his mouth was to change feet. I mean, he was always sticking his foot in his mouth. He was always making a mistake. Boy, after the resurrection and on the day of Pentecost, they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and immediately they were bold. They saw 3,000 people born again in one day, and then within a few days or a week, they saw another 5,000 people born again, and they were brought before the same people that had intimidated them and had crucified Jesus. And Peter stood up, and it says, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Filled with the Holy Spirit. He boldly proclaimed. He says, if you're wanting me to back down, I'm going to let you know that it's you and it's your rejection and crucifixion of Jesus that caused all of this. You killed the Messiah. He was talking to people that had the ability to kill him. And man, he was absolutely bold. He was fearless. Totally changed from just a month and a half before when he had run in fear. And now he was filled with boldness and authority. So much so that it says in Acts chapter 4 that the scribes and the Pharisees took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Man, they realized and they backed down. Peter backed them down because of the power of the Holy Spirit in his life. And on you could go with this. It says in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, this is the ministry of Jesus to his disciples the night before his crucifixion. And there are five different discourses during those three chapters that were recorded all in one night where he talked about the Holy Spirit is going to come. The Holy Spirit is going to do this. The Holy Spirit will do all of these things. He was telling them about the advent of the Holy Spirit. He said in John chapter 14, verse 26, "But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, is come, he will teach you all things." Or how does that go? "He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've spoken unto you." Now stop and think about that. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. You know, I'm trying to say this in the correct way. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. But you know, I haven't been to seminary. I didn't learn the things that God has taught me from another person. I'm like the Apostle Paul that said that he went into the desert of Arabia and he didn't see any of the apostles for 3.5 years or so. And he was in the deserts and he was taught supernaturally by the Lord. One of the best things that ever happened to me was I got drafted and sent to Vietnam, and for 13 months I just stuck my nose in the Bible and I studied. And the Holy Spirit has supernaturally revealed truths to me that I'm not the only one that's got them. I could name many people to you. I was just with a great pastor who's been teaching the same thing for 25 or so years. There's other people that teach this, but I'm saying there's not a lot of people that teach the grace and the faith of God in balance. And I consider it to be a revelation because the Holy Spirit taught me. And this is one of the first verses that I learned, John 14:26. I started praying and saying, "Oh, Father, teach me. How do I understand this?" And the Holy Spirit will supernaturally teach you the Word of God. There's so many people that just approach the Word as, "Well, the Bible's so hard to understand." That's because it's not written to your head. It's not meant to be understood with your brain. Now, I'm not saying that the Word isn't logical, but you have to have revelation knowledge. Knowledge that doesn't come from your brain, but knowledge that comes from your heart, breathed upon and inspired by the Holy Spirit. If you'll remember when Jesus rose from the dead, 24th chapter of the book of Luke, He walked on the road to Emmaus with two of His disciples, and He spent, it was a 7-mile walk, He spent that whole time expounding the Scriptures to them. So 7 miles takes somewhere around 2 hours to walk. And so for nearly 2 hours, Jesus just took Scripture after Scripture after Scripture and told it to the disciples, but man, they just couldn't embrace it. It's like they had blinders on and they couldn't understand it. And then it says in Luke 24:45, "Then breathed He upon them and opened their understanding." I'm not sure I got the wording right. "Then opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." You know how He did that? It's through the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit has come, He will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I've spoken to you, John 14:26. The Holy Spirit just quickened, and all of a sudden they had understanding, and within days here they were preaching and expounding truths from Scripture that they had no knowledge of before, and all of a sudden they just, boom, understood things. You know, in my life, and I think Jamie has also testified to this, that when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we emphasize speaking in tongues, and that certainly is a part of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the number one thing that happened in my life when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that the Word of God just exploded on the inside of me. My knowledge of the Word, it's like before that I could read a verse and I would have to repeat that thing 1,000 times to remember it and where it was. You know, after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God could speak something to me and boom, it was mine. And it says the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance what He's spoken to you. You know, I used to mark my Bible just constantly, and I'm not against marking in a Bible. But I used to have mine so marked up that literally entire books of the Bible were gone. I had worn them out and I would put tape on it, and then you couldn't write on the Scotch tape anymore. And finally, I just had to go get a brand new Bible because the one I had, entire books of the Bible were gone. And I went through grief for 2 years trying to remark it. I went back and began to start reading. And it was so tedious and so burdensome that I finally, "God, what's wrong? What can I do?" And He showed me. He says, "I'll bring these things back to your remembrance." He says, "If you have to remember, it's on the right side of the page and I got 2 stars over there and it's underlined." And you know what? If that's the way you remember it, it's not in your heart. And so I decided that, you know what? I'm going to quit marking in my Bible. Not because there's anything wrong with it. If you mark in your Bible, that's just fine. But I'm saying, I decided I was going to get it in my heart. It's only the ones that I had in my heart that were going to change me, not the ones that I'd marked on the page. And you know what? I started depending on the Holy Spirit to bring back to my remembrance. And I can quote tens of thousands of Scriptures, and I have never sat down and tried to memorize it. I depend on the Holy Spirit to bring back to my remembrance. And you know, this is really the best note-taking system you can get. Because if you're taking notes on me or anybody else, I might say something that isn't really of God, that's just me. The Holy Spirit, if you let Him bring back to your remembrance, He'll only bring back what Jesus said. And that way you remember all of the good stuff, and any bad stuff, He won't remind you of it. That's a great note-taking system. If you just write down everything, you're going to get the good and the bad and the ugly. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He will teach you all things, lead you into all truth, and bring all things to your remembrance. Man, there's been so many times that I've sat down and said, "Father, just remind me." And I depend on the Holy Spirit to remind me of things, to do things. You know, here's a little, this is a personal preference. Don't make a law out of this. I'm just trying to illustrate that we have this person, the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He's not a force or an influence. He's a person. He's real. He's God in spirit form. And so don't make a law out of this, but you know, I've just decided that I use the Holy Spirit to wake me up. It's been 30 years since I've had an alarm. And you know, I travel the world. I go to different time zones. And my body doesn't know what time it is. And you know what? I've gone to sleep and only had 2 hours before I had to get up and go catch a plane and been by myself, nobody else around. And I'll go to sleep and ask the Holy Ghost to wake me up. And He wakes me up. I've not missed anything in 30 years. Somebody says, do you have to do that? No. God's not mad at you if you use an alarm. You aren't any holier if you don't use an alarm. But I'm saying it's just something that I personally chose to do because He's up all night anyway. That'd be just like if, you know, somebody is here with me and they're in the room and I've said, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. Would you wake me up? Are you going to stay awake? Oh, yeah, I'll be awake. Well, would you wake me up in an hour? I'd trust somebody. If Jamie was there, I'd trust her to wake me up in an hour if she's awake. Well, the Holy Spirit's with me. I just ask Him to wake me up. And I don't know, do I need an hour to get ready or I need an hour and a half or 30 minutes? I just ask the Holy Spirit to wake me up whenever I need. And you know what? It's always perfect. Some of you think, I don't believe you can do that. Well, then it won't work for you. Amen. Don't try it.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.